Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning again. Although our society has begun its preparations for the birth of Christ, even as they are hesitant to mention his birth, the Church begins its preparations today, the first Sunday of Advent. Our liturgy, however, wants us to know that we are not only preparing for a special celebration 4 weeks from now, but our readings put before us the bigger picture. It's not just the celebration of Jesus' birth that we are to prepare, but also we must prepare for the day when he comes again to bring us into his kingdom. Advent tells us Christ is coming, but it also asks us, are we ready to meet him? Doesn't it sound as if our Lord is speaking to us today when he tells us, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of life? We have to struggle against this happening to all of us during this time of the year, buying gifts, decorating, sending cards, and going to parties might be nice, but how much do they do for our inner self, our spirit, besides maybe wear us out? Jesus tells us pointedly in today's gospel, be vigilant at all times and pray. In the midst of all our preparation for Christmas, we have to work at making this also a time of spiritual preparation, or Christ's birth will be a shallow event for us. His coming 2,000 years ago will have little or no value for us. If his birth is an event without much depth of spiritual meaning for us, neither will any other part of our faith have much depth of meaning, including the beautiful gift of himself Jesus gives us every day in the Eucharist. Jesus' first coming was simple and humble. He's coming to us now in the poor, in prayer and sacrament, and we can experience his presence by faith. But his coming in the future will be glorious and unmistakable, although it will be frightful for some. As he tells us in today's gospel, people will die or fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. But if we are prepared not just for Christmas, but for Christ, the Lord tells us also today, stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. On this first Sunday of Advent, we prepare for his coming by beginning to tell his story again, the story of his birth, his miracles and teaching, his death and resurrection. Saint Luke will be our mentor throughout this year. In hearing the account of Jesus' nativity, we might be tempted to think that we already heard the same account last year. The truth is that we are not the same person we were last year or the year before. We've grown older. We've encountered new experiences. We may have made new friends, or other friends have gone out of our lives. We most likely see things a little differently than we did a year or 2 years ago. As we hear it again, we will see the story of Jesus, perhaps a little differently than we did a year ago. Perhaps it will mean a little more to us than it did in years past. Although the story of Jesus does not change, we do. We have to keep hearing it because it is the story of the love of God towards each one of us. It is a story of infinite love, a story of infinite meaning that will continue to speak to us if we open the ears of our souls. We will never exhaust the richness of the love Christ has shown us at his birth. So today, in this first stage of our journey, we have to ask ourselves, in which way am I going to prepare the coming of Christ? And you have to make resolutions. Maybe we must increase our prayer life. Maybe we must deepen our prayer life, because it is not so much about praying more, maybe it's about praying better. We are invited by the church to receive Jesus' mercy in the sacrament of penance. It's beautiful to think that when we are forgiven in that sacrament, we celebrate Christmas in our souls. Because if Christmas is the birth of Jesus, when we are forgiven, Jesus really comes to us and is born in our souls. So let's think about that. St. Paul told us in today's second reading to love and to serve everyone. There are many different ways to prepare for his coming. Let's open up. Let's make room for Christ in our souls, in our lives, and then when he comes to us, he will knock at the door, we'll let him in, and then he'll change our lives and work miracles in our souls. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.